We are learning the Tshuvat of Rav Yosef, Shalom Shavuot Chavidal Chelek Vav. Tonight, Siman, we're skipping a little bit, the Siman Lamedalid, which deals with music during the time of Bein HaMitzarim. Apropos, Bein HaMitzarim, the time between Shivasar B'Tammuz and Tisha B'Av, as well as Sfirat HaOmer, is it permissible to listen to music today, for example? So, fascinating, the Tshuva and the Gemara talked about, can you listen to music the other 49 weeks of the year? We take it for granted that the 3 weeks you can't listen to music, maybe. What about the other 49 weeks of the year? I know, Yom Tov, whatever. But the other 49 weeks, is that acceptable? Because the Gemara and Sota says, Misha batla Sanhedrin, batela shir bevet mistot. Once the Sanhedrin was nigle, they were no longer in Yerushalayim. So you're not allowed to sing bevetei mistot at parties, shenemar, pasuk, b'shir lo yishtu yayin. You can't sing while you have drink. The Gemara there found another pasuk from Eicha. Zekenim misar shavatu, bachurim minaginatam. Zekenim, those are the chachamim, misar shavatu, when they're no longer sitting by the din. Bachurim minaginatam, the young men also refrain from singing. The Yerushalmi gives a different pasuk. The Yerushalmi explains that, oh, when the Sanhedrin was there, so people knew how to behave properly. When there's no Sanhedrin, there's no oversight, so then there could be difficulty. The Gemara in Gittin quotes a different pasuk, Al tismach Yisrael al gil ka'amim, we're not supposed to enjoy the sameach like the other nations. The Gemara there explains, it's based on Bashir lo yishtriyayim, not to sing. Since the Churban happened, there are all sorts of things that we don't do. We don't do as zecher la Churban. Now, the Gemara also suggested there that maybe we shouldn't eat meat or drink wine or even drink water. Zecher l'Churban, the Gemara said, Adkam. The Rambam, in fact, writes, the Rambam in Yichot Taniyot, Mishacharav Beit HaMikdash, Gazru Chazal, Shelon Lenagen B'Klei Shir V'Chol Minei Klei Zemer. You're not allowed to play musical instruments. V'Chol Mashmiei Kol Shel Shir Asur Lismoach Behem. And any music, interesting, Kol Mashmiei Kol, you didn't have a tape recorder, you didn't have a radio. Anything that makes music, you can't be sameach by them. You can't listen. The korban. You can't drink. You can't sing while you're drinking wine. But the minhag is to sing Takados Baruch Hu, Pizmonim, Piyutim, even with wine. Why? A little bit unclear. It sounds like this lugazru. What? I understand that, but Mishacharav Beit HaMikdash, Chazal said no music.
No, but the thing is that it's actually in Shem Darabu, that's what
I know, but into it Hashem B'Simcha, the Gemara is referring to Tfilah Shmonai, sorry. It, meaning there, Avodah is Tfilah. Meaning, the Tfilah Shebalev, Dafka Shmonai, sorry, should be, okay, fine. But, I'm gonna guess, when Chazal said don't do it, they didn't mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it sounds like any other type of music is not allowed. At all. According to the Rambam, any music. Ever. 49, 52 weeks a year. Yes, so some of them are linky. So now, what do you do? So some of them say, no. They were only goes there by wine. So the Meiri is the one who really says it. The Meiri says, you know why? Kol minei zemer asuim lenagem behem l'simchat holilut ve'en lehem kavana l'shabeach d'abreit barach o l'tzad mitzvah but they're kalut rosh. Yeah, because it comes to pritzut. He says, because music and drinking can bring a person to act frivolously, act inappropriately, Chazal said, that's a bad idea. But it's piyutim, mizmorim, like, that's acceptable. Shekol she'en pritzut mutar. If it's not a problem of pritzut, it's acceptable. And what's going to lead to pritzut in every generation, every place? Ask the poskim in that generation, and he says even the poskim themselves that were quoted. Why? Because they said when you're drinking wine, and then you're going to have dancing, and you have music, so that's already going to lead to pritzut. Now, the Meiri said it, but you'll notice the Meiri didn't talk about the Churban at all. The Meiri did not talk about the Beit HaMikdash, he didn't talk about Galut, he talked about pritzut. And in fact, I'll tell you that why should it be limited to after the... And when the Beit HaMikdash was standing, you could listen to music and drink wine, lavoli de pritzut. I would argue that wasn't allowed, whether the Beit HaMikdash was standing, whether the Beit HaMikdash was not standing. The Meiri, nonetheless, says what he says. So I guess I'm wrong. He's not the only one. There's an Aruch Chaim who says, you're not allowed to play music, no musical instruments ever. Not at a wedding, not at a simcha, not at a brit milah, bruchim abayim, not at nothing. Never allowed musical instruments. Now, we don't follow the Aruch Chaim. We seem to follow this Meiri. The Meiri writes that so long as it's not derech pritzut, it is acceptable at all. The Tshuva Kapei Aaron's like, no, Bashir, it's talking about the only thing that's not allowed has to do with Chorban. Why? Used to be that the kings and the queens used to have walk around with music accompanying them all the time. It was like a derech of like formality. We don't reach that level now. There was a Chorban. The Chalgad Yaakov, on another angle, he says, and you know what? The whole thing is very strange. Anyway, we're limiting it to what Chazal said. No musical instruments. Ah, what about radio? The Chalgad Yaakov Bryce lives through the war, lives through World War II. So not so long ago. What about recorded music? He's like, whoa, recorded music? Late, no one ever said anything about recorded music. Chazal never said recorded music is asur. Recorded music is not dechlal d'gzeira at all. It doesn't apply at all. Chazal didn't know about it. They weren't goes there. Again, but zil batar tama, if the reason was pritzut, so then I don't really care, meaning many people, you could envision, perhaps, imagine, but not for too long, a disco with alcohol is going to lead to pritzut. Ah, then actually there's no band, it's not a live band, it's all recorded music. If it's all about pritzut, then I don't really care who's playing the music. If it's all about churban, I don't care who's playing the music. What's the difference? Clearly you see that Chazal are very worried about allowing music. Chazal want to allow music, certainly at Smachot, certainly for Shevach Ve'odah L'Kadosh Baruch Hu, they want to allow it, because otherwise, these things aren't going to make sense. They're just not following thematically at all. The what? I mean, it's a Gemara, it's a Gemara for us, it's in three places.
Only when
Yerushalayim... Right, so it's three Gemarot. I mean, there's three Gemarot that say it's black and white, but you see that the Rishonim clearly were trying their best to allow it. The Meiri said it's all about pritzut, or it's all about recorded and not... Who cares? If it's about pritzut, then I don't care if it's recorded or live. And if it's about the Chorban, I don't care either. But clearly they're trying to allow it. There's a survivor of Mordechai Abadi who says, oh, they're baking masot, they're singing. Now, they're all men baking masot back in the day. There's no pritzut. They're singing because it's really, really boring.
There's also a question, what kind of song?
So, again, pritzut's not allowed ever. We're talking about... So,
no, but
there's a lot of pyrev in between. Not every... There's going to be a lot... And so he allows specifically shirei chol. He says shirei chol are allowed. While they're baking the masot, they ask, can you sing shirei chol? He says, you can sing. It's boring. It's not going to come any day pritzut. You know why? It's all men. Meaning there's Shirat V'tishmachot L'Kadosh Baruch Hu on one side. Okay, fine, we'll allow it. And there are songs that nobody should ever be singing ever anyway because of the words. But then there's a lot of pirates in between. There's a lot of, classical music. Can you listen to classical music? I would argue it's not Shirat V'tishmachot. It's certainly not going to bring you L'day Pritzut.
Not because they're
not in
words.
Okay, so what? So, but it's still music, it's playing Neginah. So what about classical? It sounds like we'd allow it. Generally, we allow it. Generally, Rav Avadya takes the position that it's not going to come the day pritzut. You're going to allow it. I can't imagine going to a symphony, a classical symphony, and it breaking out into pritzut from this. And la dayan elamasei navroot, depends where you live. But he says, oh, b'mei sfirat ha'omer, and certainly b'mei bein ha'mitzarim, you should be machmir. Why? Because generally we take these ideas of Chorban more seriously. You notice we hadn't said the word Chorban up until now. We sort of forgot about it. The Meiri said Pritzut, and this one said recorded music. Nonetheless, when it comes to these ideas, because that's where it came from, we are generally more Machmir, and therefore he says not to listen to music, even recorded music, during Bein HaMitzarim. But he says, but that's talking about Klei Negina. The whole Gzeirah was in Klei Negina. So effective musical instruments. Meaning, acapella is fine. Listening to acapella music, according to Rav Avadya Yosef, even during the 3 weeks, should be fine. There are many, many online radio stations, Jewish radio stations, all Jewish music, but during the 3 weeks, they transition to acapella. I could send you some recommendations.
Kind of joke also, because it's Correct. So, but it sounds very good. But you saw that from the Shu'at Chelket Yoav. The Chelket Yoav said the whole. But recorded music itself isn't. It should be mutar all the time. So this is both recorded and a cappella. Meaning, if you're going to take, if you're taking the approach of it's the right with. We quoted the Meir, who didn't mention the Korban at all. All of a sudden, during the 3 weeks, we say, the Korban. So, okay, we don't listen to live music during the Korban. I had heard once, you don't listen to dance music. You don't listen to dance music. You don't listen to... Okay, so it depends. I usually give the recommendation, not dance music. Even if you listen to a cappella, it shouldn't be like dance. Let you know they could do. You could emulate. No, there was no tupim. It's all a cappella. Correct. So, but there's no problem with it if it's relaxing. So, generally assuming is that dance music shouldn't be allowed. Live music certainly shouldn't be allowed. Recorded a cappella music, he says, technically is okay. I recommend like background type of a music. If it's like background type of music, then fine. It's not, it shouldn't be, instead of a dance party, you can play a cappella. One last point. He says, but b'simchas shel mitzvah mutar. Until Rosh Chodesh Av, at a wedding, at a brit milah, at a bar mitzvah, you can bring in the band. You can bring in the band. Live music, all that's fine, the simchas shel mitzvah. We're only talking about you're sitting and learning, it's hot, it's Florida, you want to have some background music. You're working, you're entering data into a computer, you want to have some background music, you're driving, you want to have some background music, that is certainly going to be allowed to do recorded a cappella music for sure.